Loud Lace, I'm author Rachel Cooper. Thanks for joining me each week on the Hello Loud Lace podcast. Here, we'll go in-depth to learning about writing with actionable steps that will take you from story idea to published book. Write alongside me as we make the journey together. You can get show notes for each episode by heading over to authorrachelcooper.com/blog and searching for the episode's title. If you want to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/authorrachelcooper. No matter what type of author you are and what genre you write in, there's no doubt that having a well-made website can help you promote your work and build an audience. But what should go into the development of an author website? What makes a good book website different from other types of websites? And how can you use your website to promote your books? In this episode, we'll look at some key elements that any great author website needs, including services for writers who want to sell their work directly through an online store or add-on features that make it easy for visitors to subscribe to email lists or sign up for mailing list updates about new releases. Book pages. The first thing to include on your book page is a high-resolution image of the book cover. This will be the first thing people see when they visit, so make sure it's eye-catching and conveys what type of story you're telling. Next, write up some basic information about your book: its genre, length and pages, publication date, and where it was published. You can also add blurbs from other authors or critics who have reviewed it positively. This helps build trust between you and readers who may not yet be familiar with your work. Next comes an overview of the plot itself. Generally, what happens? Merchandise pages. Merchandise pages should have their own unique URLs and content. These pages should not be linked to from your book page, but rather accessed directly. On this new merchandise page, include information about each product, such as price, shipping details if applicable, quantity available, etc. Include photos of each item. Provide links where readers can purchase them directly from Amazon or another retailer, whichever works best for you. To make things easier on yourself later down the road when updating prices and stock levels, I recommend adding some sort of code into these sections so that if needed later on, those changes will happen automatically based off of those original values entered during the initial setup. Write a book, sell it on your website. The first step to selling books on your website is writing one. It's important that you choose a topic that you're passionate about and know well, so that readers will be able to trust your expertise. If they don't feel like they can trust you, they won't buy anything from you. Once the book is written and edited, make sure it has a great cover and title. These two things are crucial for attracting attention on Amazon and other platforms where people browse for ebooks. You should also consider hiring an illustrator or photographer so that every part of your book looks professional, from front cover all the way through its interior pages. Finally, once everything is ready for publishing online, link directly from within each chapter section . In conclusion, in this episode, we've covered the basics of author website design, from creating a book page and merchandise page to adding social media. There are plenty of ways to make your site stand out from the crowd. For listening to this episode of the Hello Lovelies podcast, a writing podcast for authors, hosted by author Rachel Cooper. If you want more information, just search for this episode on authorrachelcooper.com/blog. If you like this podcast, the easiest ways to support it are totally free. Subscribe to the podcast, give it a like, share it on social media, and leave an honest review. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.